Hello and welcome to episode number 9 of the David Hessian podcast. So today, a few different things I want to talk about, but the first thing is going to be Game Changers, the Netflix documentary about veganism. So, as I've talked about before, my opinion on the vegan diet or any diet is just, if you enjoy it, if it's an ethical reason, fair enough, I can understand why you'd go vegan. There's plenty of reasons to go vegan. Just like, I wouldn't say health as such, because you can be healthy eating meat, but if you want to just get in more, if you eat more vegetables, more plants while eating meat, you're going to be healthy. But for ethical reasons, definitely a huge reason to go vegan. I can understand why people do it, but they don't need to go making up all the other stuff to try and scare tactics. I think, just to clarify before I go into this, well, I think the reason Game Changers and kind of propaganda stuff like this are made is because they think that people are gone so far on the side of thinking that you can't get protein from plants, which you can, or that like you can't get everything you need from plants, which you probably can in most cases. So they think they have to go completely the other side to try and disprove it, and they go a bit too far. So first thing is, all the ads had like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was like the biggest advocate for it, and they had all the producers down as like Jackie Chan and all these famous people down as producers who weren't even in it. Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it for about a minute. He the thing that bothered me about him being in it is all of his success in bodybuilding and anything to do with his fitness, I won't say health because definitely wasn't healthy, but fitness wise, was on a meat-based diet. He was taking loads of like performance enhancing drugs that are derived from animals, like testosterone and human growth hormone. So he definitely didn't get to where he was by being vegan. And now he's gone into a supplement company with like LeBron James, I think it's called Ladder, and they sell a lot of vegan products, and that's probably why he's gone into being a big vegan. Then there was this strong man who gained 25 kg as a vegan. No mention of the steroids or the testosterone that he's taking, or they just put, literally say that everything he's gained is down to the fact that he's vegan or that he's on a plant-based diet, which simply isn't true. Nothing to talk about his training. It's basically saying like everything he does is the same as every other strongman, except he's vegan. And it's like, yeah, but steroids, you know, 25 kg to gain that, you know, from eating plants. You can eat coconut oil all day, every day. I'm sure you'll gain 25 kg. It's calories in versus calories out. It's not because he's vegan. He might be eating more now of shit foods. But anyways, 25 kg is a vegan because he started eating, because he stopped eating meat. Doesn't make sense. Then they went on to the burrito thing. So I don't even know how else to call it other than the burrito thing. A little bit crazy because it didn't really make any sense to the experiment. So I'll explain it first, and I'll describe it first, then I'll explain what I mean by that. So they got 3 NFL players to sit down, and they gave 2 of the players meat burritos and 1 guy who was on a plant-based diet a plant-based burrito. I don't know if that means vegan or vegetarian, but anyways, so they each ate their burritos. Then they tested, they took blood samples to check the amount of lipids in their blood. Then the next day they done the same thing, but they gave them all plant-based burritos, and they done the same thing, testing their blood. They then showed them all their blood after being put through like a centrifuge or something to show how much lipids were in them, just like by visual. Even though there was like avocado and stuff and like plant fats in both dishes, they said that the guys who had eaten meat, their blood was a lot more cloudy, and they said that was the fat that's in their blood. They didn't really test anything or prove it. They just kind of went by the look of it, which was one thing. And then one of them asked, what about plant fats? Do they not stay in your blood? And the guy says, no, they're different. Basically, which doesn't really explain much. So a few problems with this. First of all, it doesn't say anything about what else they ate during the 2 days these tests went on. It just talks about the fact that going from a meat burrito for dinner to a plant-based one the next day without saying if they had met, if they'd eaten meat all day or if they'd eaten vegetables all day or what they'd done all day. Doesn't talk about that. Doesn't talk about any of the other factors that are different between the different players. Just literally, it kind of put them as they're all the exact same person with two different diets. So wasn't a very good experiment, if you could even call it that. And then as well as that, they like plant fats, so you can have like saturated fats and different types of fats from plant sources. Like palm oil isn't from animals, it's one of like the worst oils you can get. So they just said plant fats are good, animal fats are bad. That was kind of their point, which is really, really simplistic, oversimplistic, and doesn't tell the full story. So it was completely pointless, that entire experiment. Didn't prove anything. One thing as well that it made me think was, like, aren't all documentaries really just based on, they're all biased really, documentaries, because whoever's making them makes them with nearly all, some of them are different, like Louis Theroux kind of goes out there with and just lets the documentary happen, but a lot of people go out there to make a documentary with a point to prove before they go out. So me and my brother were talking about this, and we were talking about like Hacked, because I was going on about all this kind of conspiracy theory about Facebook taking your data, and it's definitely happening. But I was kind of going over top, like, it's crazy the stuff that's happening. He's like, it's just like Game Changers. He's like, the person who made that was on one side when they made it, and they had an idea in mind of what they wanted to do. So you always kind of have to keep that in mind. One of the reasons why I think that I can talk about something like the vegan diet, or like this documentary, is because I could argue all day of why you should be vegan. But I can also argue all day about why not, especially when people make stupid documentaries like this. Because there's a lot of things wrong with eating meat, from ethical standpoints, from the type of meat that we're getting, because most of us aren't eating like organic grass-fed beef. A lot of like other things go into it. You don't know exactly what's going into your meat, how they're being fed, how they're being treated. And if you did, you probably would eat a lot less, especially then when you go to like McDonald's or somewhere like that. The stuff that you're getting might only be a percentage of it that is meat. And like vegetables are a lot cheaper, so if you get something that's vegetable, it probably is cheaper for them just to make it fully out of vegetables. So I kind of feel qualified to point out a lot of the problems with this documentary, because I can argue either side. I feel like I wouldn't recommend vegan to most people, but that's because with my job, it's, you want to make people healthy in the easiest way possible. So if you go giving them a massively restrictive diet, such as vegan, where they have to change their entire lifestyle, it seems like too big of a task. If someone was vegan and they're my client, I'd keep them as a vegan. I wouldn't tell them, oh, the reason that you're not losing weight or the reason you're not building muscle is because you're not eating meat or you're not eating animal products. I wouldn't try and change that, but just, so I wouldn't be pushing someone from one side to the other. It's just if that you are thinking, should I go vegan, should I not, this shouldn't be a deciding factor for your documentary like this. These things are absolutely crazy, and you definitely shouldn't let it, if you're eating meat and you feel healthy, you feel good, you definitely shouldn't be second guessing yourself because of this. The one thing I'd recommend to anyone is eat more plant-based foods. That doesn't mean eat less meat, but try and get as many different varieties of plants into you as you can each week, because the amount of different types of fiber that you need, different nutrients, different chemicals that are in all the different plants, the bigger variety you get is usually the better, because you need all these different types of fiber and nutrients to feed your gut bacteria and just for regular things that go on in your body. Extra points about it that were a bit crazy. So beetroot juice adds 19% to your bench press. So my maximum bench press was 120 kilos, my like strongest. So 19% of that, nearly a fifth. So that's like adding on 24 kilos. So I would have been doing, let's say 23 kilos, because 19% or 22. That would have been like me benching 142, just because I drank beetroot juice instead. So from 120 kg to 142. Just let that sink in. That's something they genuinely said. Peanut butter sandwich has more protein than 3 eggs. 3 eggs has like 18 grams of protein. peanut butter sandwich doesn't, unless you have a lot of protein, and then the amount of fat that you're taking in, it's not really worth it if you're trying to get a high protein diet, because you're actually getting more fat than protein with that. The guy who was like narrating the guy who was narrating like the whole documentary, I suppose he must have met it, I don't know. He kind of like, I think what happened was he got an injury and he wanted something to blame. So that's why he kind of came up, he was looking for an outlet and he found veganism. So then he could blame the meat companies and all this, because he just obviously wasn't too happy with being out of his sport. I think he was an MMA fighter. But then he went on to say that he was doing like the battle ropes. He went from his maximum ever of doing like 8 minutes to, he got to 20 minutes and he just wasn't tired. He just stopped because he could keep going forever. So makes you infinitely more fit. Bit crazy, just stopped eating meat, doesn't make any sense. Just like any of the athletes they had in, like they were saying that they all win just because they were vegan now, as if that all Olympic winners were vegan. And then that guy who's doing like the long distance runs, but it's like the amount of people who are on different diets, like fat based diets, regular carb based diets, all with meat, they win a lot of Olympic golds too. A lot of, like, probably majority of them are won by people who eat meat and eat animal products, just because there's more people that eat animal products, not because it's better or worse. They also mentioned strontium, just a mineral. It was like, it was just like coming up with, I think it's something that sounded like the word strong, and they wanted it to be like this crazy breakthrough in science, that just like somebody had discovered it, like I think 50 years ago they discovered this mineral, and then in Game Changers they decided that's the reason why vegans are so much better. And it's pretty irrelevant. The craziest thing really was they were talking about animals are just a middleman for protein, that they get the protein from plants and then they eat it, and then we just eat them. And just, if you just eat the plants, you're taking the middleman, which is the animal, out of it. Which I think is absolutely ridiculous, because I actually like had my initial thought when I heard that was the whole photosynthesis thing, but then Ben Carpenter has said it since, so I feel like I'm robbing it. But he basically said, well, plants get all their energy from photosynthesis, from the sun, because like all energy from any food comes from sunlight. So sunlight through photosynthesis in plants gets turned into energy. That's how they create their energy. It's stored as like cellulose or however it's stored in the plant, and then we eat it, and then break it down, or else another animal eats it and breaks down, then we eat them. So it all comes from the sun at some stage. And he was saying like all the nutrients are being lost through the meat eating them or whatever. And Ben Carpenter was like, yeah, we should just all photosynthesize instead. So it's just like, it's just very stupid logic to say that we should just go straight to the plants. Because then what, when the plants get the nutrients out of the dirt, do we just eat dirt instead, you know? So we should all just be eating compost by that logic. Other thing I wanted to talk about, completely unrelated, just going on from Game Changers now, but wanted to get that out of the way, just for anyone who was on the fence about veganism or had their mind changed by this documentary, do a lot more research. It's a documentary, it's not science-based. It's supposed to be science-based, but it's not fact. It's completely biased propaganda by one side. There might be some science in it there somewhere, but I think what they're doing is more harm than good. And I think it's because they think that people are so anti-vegan that they have to go on the offense to do this, to fight back. But really, it just kind of makes a fool of themselves. So next thing I want to talk about is just, I've been this week trying to work out what my mission in life is, try and get more clear on it. And one of the things that kind of I thought of while I was doing this was that I want people to spend as much time focusing on being happy as they do on focusing on changing. And by that I mean, like, so when people, let's say, set a goal, like to be a certain weight or to get to a certain physique, it's like, okay, great that you want to change if you're not in shape, whatever. And I think you 100% should do that. But I think you shouldn't have to wait until you get to that point to be happy, because I'll be happy when never comes. So you'd be thinking, okay, I'm going to be happy when I get to 8% body fat or when I have abs. Then you get there, then you see someone else that's even better. So what I think, what I want to help people do is to get to realize that as soon as you decide to start making a change and you start progressing, or even before that, that's when you should start to be happy, because you should be happy with the fact that you are, that you're making positive changes on your life. You should be happy with who you are anyways. You shouldn't waste any time being unhappy. Well, I think it's a Buddha quote that desire, it'll come back to me. One of his quotes anyways is, you can't enjoy the destination if you don't enjoy the journey, which I think is quite important. I just think people put too much emphasis on all the things that are wrong with them, and I have to change, and once I change this I'll be happy. And you should just focus more on okay, I can be happy with who I am now, and then, but I'm also going to be making changes because I enjoy the self-improvement aspect of it. Because you're never going, it's one of the things, the biggest thing with fitness or with business or with anything, is you're never going to be there. You're always going to want more. You're always going to improve. And if you didn't, there'd be no point, because if there was an end point, what would happen once you get there? Do you just stop? Do you just never do anything again? So there always has to be one step ahead. Matthew McConaughey, his thing, who his hero is, it's himself in 10 years time. So he's always his hero that he wants to be is always him in the future. He's always wants to be a better person. He always wants to be improving. That was like his Oscar speech. So that's just something to think about. Can't think of what that Buddha quote was, but hopefully it'll come back to me. Just as well to clarify on this, I think that if you're not happy with where you are right now with your body or whatever it is, you should definitely start making changes and put the things in place to help you change. But you shouldn't put your value on that and think that, oh, I can't be happy until I'm in shape, or I can't be happy till I'm a certain number on the scale or a certain percentage of body fat, or till I achieve a certain thing. You should be happy with who you are, like just where you are now. But that doesn't mean don't do anything. That doesn't mean don't become comfortable where you are. There's a difference between being happy and being comfortable. So you just have to kind of just accept, not settle for who you are now, but accept yourself. And then things that you're not happy with, start making the change and be happy with the fact that you're changing and that you're improving. That's kind of everything for today. I know it's still a short podcast. It's long for me, I guess. Especially when I don't have guests, I'm just talking in the room by myself. I find it a bit difficult. If you want to share the podcast on Instagram or wherever, if you liked it, and thanks very much for listening.